When he was 19 years old, Kevin Hines threw himself off of the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. Tormented by a variety of mental illnesses, and in his own words, haphazardly following his treatment plan, but really not, he decided to take his own life. My conversation with Kevin Hines this morning as our special series on mental health, Don't Believe Everything You Think, talking about suicide, continues here on Northland Morning.
You were 19 when you tried to take your own life. You had been diagnosed with bipolar disorder a couple of years before. Can you describe that day in 2000?
I had been diagnosed with bipolar disorder at 17. And 17, 18, and 19, I was inadequately fighting that disorder. I was haphazardly following a treatment plan set out by my doctor, meaning that I was not really following it well. I wasn't educating myself as to the disease. I wasn't exercising. I wasn't eating healthy foods. I wasn't taking my medications as prescribed. I'd take them one day and not the next, for 7 days and not for 7 days. I would, on some occasions, binge drink until blackout on the weekends while on psychotropic medications, which could have harmed me or maybe killed me. I wasn't trying to get high. I was trying to numb the brain pain in my head. And on September 24th of the year 2000, the night before my attempt, I ended up writing a note to my family, my friends, and my girlfriend at the time, and I told my family I love them. And on September 25th, I found myself at the Golden Gate Bridge after a long bus ride. And I really, you know, listen, I believe that I was an absolute burden to everyone. I believed that my family didn't want me anymore. My irrational thought, caused by my distorted reality, caused by bipolar, caused by my brain, led me to go over that rail that day.
What was it like after the first step? Did you feel regret? Did you feel relief?
It was an instant regret. The second my hands left the rail, I wish I hadn't done it. I wish I could reach back and grab that rail, and I couldn't. And I didn't step off the bridge. I threw myself over the bridge using my two hands. It was a mistake. Absolutely the worst mistake I'd ever made in my life up until that point.
You were one of only 34 people, apparently, less than 1%, who survive an attempt on their own life, jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge. Talk about what keeps you here every day.
Today, I do things like constantly educate myself about bipolar disorder and depression, constantly reading the new materials on those issues, reading books as simple as Bipolar for Dummies, the first, second, and third edition. And I got a little piece in the third edition that I wrote as well. BP Hope magazine, found at bphope.org. It is the place to go for your information on bipolar disorder. To help you stabilize, read stories from people who've been there and come back from the brink, read stories of people that are going through it right now and trying to find ways to survive. Read articles about the newest findings, treatments, and research in bipolar disorder. All of these things are a part of my daily routine, including eating healthy foods most days, very healthy foods that feed and help give good nutrition to your brain, not just your body. If you're feeding your body good foods that help the brain, you're going to be a more mentally healthy person. The brain is the most powerful organ in our body, and it happens to be the largest, and it is the one that is most neglected. So if you think about everything you do in your life and relate it to how you can use everything you do in your life on a daily basis to help your brain, you'll live a better life. And so education, exercise, eating healthy are the first three. Getting a good sleep pattern. Now, if you're an insomniac, that's a hard thing to deal with. I was an insomniac. I had to work tirelessly, which is a funny thing to say when you're trying to go to sleep. I had to work tirelessly to work on a better sleeping pattern. And eventually, with the help of music therapy at night, 20 minutes before I go to bed, I could get that good sleep that I needed. And I'd probably get about 7 to 8 hours, 5 out of 7 nights a week. And that's a gem. That's a great thing to have. All these things are crucial to your physical and mental well-being. Coping mechanisms, things like, for me, sketching. I'm a sketch artist. I've been a sketch artist since I was a little boy. And it helped me get the pain out of my head, onto paper, get moving. Refraining from all drugs and alcohol, except for my prescription medication that helps me heal. Taking that medication with 100% accuracy without fail every day around the exact same time of the day. Eating foods and meals at the same time of the day, roughly around the same time of the day. Snacks can be a little more varied. Things like utilizing Blue Wave Lightbox technology. This is something that Cal State Channel Islands University is using for all of their counseled students. When they have a severe mental illness like major depression or bipolar disorder or even seasonal affective disorder, they are prescribed, much like my doctor prescribed me, Blue Wave Lightbox therapy, which actually helps increase mood. It's like enhancing a low-grade natural antidepressant in your body because it's like the power of the sun going back into your eyes and the back of the brain and helping you feel better when you take it accurately.
Do you still have that inner voice that speaks harshly to you? And does it ever get under your skin? And what do you do?
Every day. Every day. But it doesn't get under my skin anymore because now I know where it comes from. Now I know that that inner voice comes from a distorted reality brought on by my brain's chemistry, and I will never let that inner voice defeat me again. On that note, I do have chronic suicidal thoughts, but they'll never kill me because I know how much I deserve to live. I realize how precious life really is, and I realize it's a gift. And I'm going to cherish this life until I die of natural causes, no matter the pain my brain is causing me. I will stay alive until I die, hopefully lying in my sleep when I'm 102 or 112, holding my wife's hand. You know, it's something that I deal with every day, and that's okay. I look at it differently now. I don't look at the voices in my head like a burden. I look at the voices in my head like a call to action. I just have to work that much harder to make them go away.
You can listen to my entire conversation with Kevin Hines. You'll find it online on the Northland Morning page at KUMD.org. Tomorrow is our special series on mental health, Don't Believe Everything You Think. Talking about suicide continues on Northland Morning. We'll talk with the sister of a young woman who took her own life back in February and the family decision that got an entire country talking. Don't Believe Everything You Think, Talking About Suicide, continues tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, right here on Northland Morning.